Blog Talk Radio.
Resistance Radio. My name is Joseph Bernard with Hurricane Ian, Mr. Burgess Fergus, and Mr. Russell Hodes. We are coming to you live all the way from Las Lunas, New Mexico, and I would like to say a big hello to all my friends up in Big Vilcoma who is listening in. And also, if you just joined in with us, you can give us a call at 917-889-3890 is the call-in number. And hello, Ann. Hello, Virgil. Hello, Russell. How are you all doing?
Hey.
Hello,
I'm here in feedback.
I've learned Jada, so I'll do the best I can tonight. Sorry for my voice. I apologize.
No apology necessary, Ann.
What?
I'll tell you what, the last couple, 24 hours has been very something else, you know, with the immigration and the separation of the children and all this, and I'm learning a lot of stuff about this tonight, and I'm sure you all are too as well, with all the research and watching the media and everything. I busted ABC in a complete lie earlier this morning and everything, and I'm sure everybody else has as well. And stuff. And one of the things that I want to say is this, you know, is that the media is fabricating a lot of stuff. I was seeing some other websites where the feminist, so-called feminist news group there is promoting false information about this and everything too as well. And this is all a distraction to keep away from the FBI. Right now, and I will explain that a little bit later in the next hour and everything to tell you what's going on with that and stuff. Now, I know Russell is itching to get started, so Russell, I want to go ahead and let you go first, and then I'll come in and then Virgil will come in, so go ahead.
Okay, well, let's just start with the very, very basics of this. There's a lot of misinformation out there and that sort of thing about what the law is on this, who's doing what, who's not doing what, and who's to blame, and the liberal media is losing their mind. But let's understand one thing right off the bat. This is not a Trump policy, okay? This is President Trump said when he was running and got elected that the laws would be enforced, okay? This is a manufactured crisis, all right? Democrat and their propaganda arm, mainstream media, are blowing this up for a variety of reasons. But let's remember one thing. This originally started with Slick Willie Clinton. It was called the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996, which covered unaccompanied minors. All right. Now enters now to go along with that 1997. Now this is kind of a mystery lady here. Her name was Jenny Lissette Flores, who was a illegal minor who came to this country, and she ended up suing Janet Reno and the Clinton administration, and thereabout came the Flores decree that came out of that, which set up the rules that we now have to operate under now. Okay, now let's get back to the meat of it. Separation happened for three reasons only. Okay, adult is, excuse me, is falsely claiming to be the child's parent, which kind of goes back to our trafficking shows, is a threat to the child, or number three, and this is a big one, adult is put into criminal processing or asylum claim. Mm-hmm. That's the last one there that's operative on this stuff, okay? Now you got to remember, this has gone on for 20-plus years. Under Clinton, who signed the law, Bush, the globalist, and Obama, the socialist, okay, all gave a pass to adults with children. They just waved them on through because it was political poison. Nobody wanted to fix it. That's exactly what we're looking at today. Now that we're actually enforcing the law, that freebie has come to a halt. Okay, when an illegal is caught, he or she is taken into custody by U.S. Marshals. Under no circumstances, anywhere in the U.S., do Marshals care for the children of people they arrest. American citizens, whatever the case, that just doesn't happen, all right? That's not
right.
Part of their job.
Right.
The children are taken into custody by HHS. which is the Department of Health and Human Services, who cares for them at these temporary shelters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the proceedings against the criminal adult, and yes, they are criminals, are exceptionally short most of the time, provided there are no aggravating factors such as prior illegal entry, a criminal background, or whatever. And, of course, now if there is a prior illegal entry at that point, it's also a felony.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these illegals generally plead guilty, okay? They are sentenced to time served, have an expedited order of removal issued, and are returned to the custody of ICE. Typically, this whole process takes one day,
mm-hmm.
although it may vary a little bit, you know, along the border, different jurisdiction. But essentially, once they see the judge, it's a one-day deal. Now, once they see the judge and they have been issued this expedited order of removal, if the illegal alien at that point wants to go home, keeping with the order, expedited order of removal by the judge, the illegal is quickly united back with his, her, child, family, whichever the case may be, and return home as a unit. There's
mm-hmm.
only a brief separation during that period. Now, where things go awry, where it becomes an issue, is when the illegal files an asylum claim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from Sessions' last presser, Sigmund Jeff Sessions, current AG, about 80% of these claims are bogus.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just to carry on, they are coached by Democrat operatives on what to say when they get here, yada yada, and all that when they're taken into custody.
Mm-hmm.
Under that, they're almost certainly going to be detained longer than the government is allowed to hold their children. Now, thanks to this Flores consent decree, that is 20 days
mm-hmm.
tops, okay?
That's what the federal government was trying to explain today during the protesting all that up here in El Paso, the holding time frame and stuff, but nobody's buying it or believing it. And the other thing, too, you got to consider a lot of these children are coming here by themselves. But
well,
they're
yes,
held in
exactly.
There. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, that was 20 days. Now, that only applied to unaccompanied children under the original law and the Flores consent decree. And once again, we get back to that mystery lady, which is kind of sets off some red flags itself, especially for an old intel operative like me.
Mm-hmm.
I Googled this lady inside and out, and other than her lawsuits, and apparently she sued every attorney general since Janet Reno, there is no background on her, no nothing, nowhere. She is just, I don't know, she's an invisible person and an activist. But anyway, back to the jury.
Mm-hmm.
Now ruling from the Ninth Circuit Court, you know, which is located there in Socialist California, by a district judge now, somebody has no authority in that sort of thing. This judge's name was Dolly M. G. This was done in 2014. This extended the same 20-day limit to accompanied minors. So this Democrats all over it, okay? So regardless of what the government, what President Trump wants to do, this falls squarely on the Congress because
mm-hmm.
by law, and everybody screams, no, it ain't, no, it ain't. Yes, it is. By law, we are forbidden by this decree to hold even accompanied minors for more than 20 days. Okay?
You're right.
The clock starts ticking on this thing when they're arrested, okay? And the illegal immigrant has 10 days to get an attorney and all that. And, of course, you know what all that entitles. There will be delays and continuances and all that. Anyway, it pretty much guarantees that this 20 days is going to run out before these kids are released, okay? At that point in time, you've got two choices. Well, yeah, two choices. You can either release the adult children together with a promise to appear in court, and we know that never happens, or you hold the adult and release the children. Now, when these children, when this adult is held, HHS places these children in a foster home or with a family member or whatever, and these people are usually loyal Democrat operatives that will ensure the child is properly indoctrinated and placed on the government plantation to forever vote Democrat. This whole thing is nothing more than a well-oiled machine that produces Democrat voters to usurp the power of American citizens' votes. Okay? This is strictly on Congress. Chuck Schumer is out there going, President Trump can fix this with the stroke of a pen. And for one time in my life, I agree with Chuck Schumer. President, if Congress cannot fix this, get their crap together. President Trump has the constitutional authority to shut down all immigration for the security of the country. And I fully think he should do that. What do you guys think?
Sounds good to me.
Hello?
I said it sounds good to me. Can y'all hear me with my laryngitis?
Yes, we hear you over there.
It looks like Blog Talk put y'all on. I didn't do it. Sometimes Blog Talk just mutes us for some reason.
Yeah.
Joseph,
what are
you
talking about, Joseph? Right, Joseph, you there?
Did you say
Virgil?
Oh, okay. You said Joseph. I thought you said Virgil.
Oh, either one of y'all. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, that's the way the law is set up. Is that what you're hearing from the media?
Well, what we all know that the letter of the law does not mean shit to the liberal socialist Democrats unless it benefits gays, lesbians, transgenders, Muslims, or illegal immigrants, okay? If it doesn't benefit them, it's toilet paper to the Democrats. But if you look at it, Russell, in this light, okay, just bear with me for a minute, okay? You said this is not because of Trump's policies. Immigration. Am I correct in what I heard?
Yes, there you are.
Okay. All right. That's true to a certain point. And I'm going to break it down for y'all. Okay. Yes and no. Trump encouraged this through his policies. Yes and no. All right, and you hit the nail on the head last night. It took a while for it to click, but you hit the nail on the head. What you have here is you have a president which has done more in 500 days, over 500 days, than all the other presidents before him have done except for Ronald Reagan. Okay, one of them is the lowest unemployment rate in decades for not only the white privileged, but also for the minorities. Okay? Now, when you have a strong economy, you have a high flow of tax dollars coming in to your local municipalities. So you have money to improve your infrastructure. And what do municipalities do when they want to improve their infrastructure? They hire outside contractors. Outside contractors at the lowest bid. And who do these people hire? You said it last night. They hire illegal immigrants. So here we have a whole Democratic Party, liberal, socialist, communist, son of a bitches. They want to criticize, curse, impeach, put down and everything else on Donald Trump, but they want to reap the financial benefits of his economic plan. Tell me that's not a classic case, a textbook case, a genius case of divide and conquer. I dare anybody to call in and argue me down on this.
Oh, no, no, I agree with that wholeheartedly. That's what it's all about. And these companies that do this, you know what? You really want to put an end to illegal immigration and American jobs being stolen by these people, American wages being held down by these people who come here illegally. And I'm sorry, call it what you want to call it. But they are coming here and literally stealing the money out of the pockets of Americans and food off their tables, okay? But you can sit there and you can build your wall, which, yes, I agree with 100%, and that they'll find a way around all this. You know how you stop this? You go to the people using, hiring these illegals, and I tell you what, you make it a mandatory one-year sentence for anybody caught hiring or using illegal aliens, and I tell you what, that well will dry up quickly. What do you think? Are you in agreement with that, Virgil? Hello?
I agree with that somewhat, Russell. But I think it's gone beyond that point. I think it's come to the point where we need to adopt the policy that the United Nations has put on our shoulders, the albatross they have put around our neck, to be the world's police force. When the North Koreans invaded South Korea, the United States went in. When North Vietnam started up with South Vietnam, we went in. When the Dominican Republic got overrun by communist insurgents, we went in. When Iraq invaded Kuwait, we went in. You mean to tell me that we can protect every border in the world, every little country in the world, but you're gonna look down upon us, the world's gonna look down upon us because we are protecting our borders from an invasion from another country? No, I think it's gone way beyond that. I think President Trump should tell the country of Mexico, get a handle on these cartels, get a handle on this human trafficking. You've got so much time to do it, or we're going to send troops in. We're going to put troops in the ground, and we're going to do it ourselves. And if you get in our way, fuck you. We got some shit to deal with, your
ass. Why does he have to tell them a damn thing? Why does he have to tell them a damn thing? Put boots on the ground now and stop this shit, okay?
Amen.
Me and my roommate was talking just exactly that same way today, Virgil. The same very thing you just said we were talking about. Send the troops in there, take care of the cartel, it'll solve most of the problem.
Well, I tell you what I would do, send the 3 or 5 out of Camp Pendleton, send the 1st and the 8th out of Camp Lejeune, put the 101st, 82nd, and 173rd Airborne to the south of the border next to El Salvador in Mexico, have us come in from the north and watch them shit. I guarantee you, you'll see a bunch of Speedy Gonzaleses running for cover. Viva, I'm coming. Yeah.
Okay, I got to say something, but I have laryngitis, so y'all don't cut in on me, okay? All right, I want to look at this from a different angle. Right now we have our special guest from Australia, so her accent might throw you off a little bit, but it's Beverly Whitaker from Australia. She's my good friend. And I'd like to know how Beverly, I want to know what Australia does when they have immigrants come in and how they handle it and how she feels about these kids being separated from their parents, which I think is a good idea. Bev, are you there?
Yeah, g'day. How you doing, Hurricane? I've heard
you. Oh, I lost my damn voice.
Everybody, how are you?
If I had my voice, I'd be
better.
No, but go ahead.
No, that's fine.
Go ahead and tell us.
Hillary's been around.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead and tell us what happens. What happens whenever immigrants come to your country? Are they there illegally? What's the deal in Australia when this happens?
Oh, they're not processed on shore on the mainland. They're processed in Papua New Guinea at Menas, and they're processed on another island called Christmas Island, and they've also processed it at another place called Menas. And Obama made a deal with our Prime Minister to swap Middle Eastern refugees on those islands. I think it was about 1,200 people. And I think there's only been a couple of hundred processed so far. We're stopping them for the South American. And, when that was through Obama, but then once Trumpy got in, he said that was a stupid deal, you know. But he's ordering it, but I think there's only been about 300 or 400 processed so far, and they're all cracking the shit, and, you know, because some of them have been in those detention centres on those islands for nearly 5 years. Because 5 years ago, we had a change of government here to the Liberals, who are conservative in Australia, and Tony Abbott put his foot down, our Prime Minister at that stage, and said no. And, only about 300 processed, and there's been quite a few go back because we have the turnaround policy now. It's called Operation Sovereign Borders. And if we have illegal, because under Labor, whoever the left, there was something like 550,000 illegals in our waters. And, because there's been about 1,200 refugees drowned because they capsize their boat as soon as they see the Australian authority or the left are in contact with them on the phone. But there's been a few go back to where they come from too. But I think more come in via planes than what they do on boats.
Wow.
So they're pretty strict over there then.
Oh, shit, yeah. And Europe's got to take that same philosophy, turn them around. Once Tony Abbott got in and they started, swamping their boats, we even provided boats to put them in and turn them back around. Fuck off back to Indonesia. There's thousands waiting in Indonesia now. They're wanting Labor to get in because I think it's about another 18 months that we have another election. And they're just sitting in Indonesia waiting to get in for Labor because Labor will open the borders again.
Wow.
Yeah. We've got the same thing going on with the illegal. They've got a visa, and they're called the 457 visa. And they're under, they're undercutting our Aussie workers. But stop it. Fuck it off. We don't need the 457 visa. We've got enough Aussies that are out of work to fill those jobs. We don't want fucking illegals in our country. And the Chinese are a threat too. The Chinese are in the South China Sea. the ball player got in Fiji and Vanuatu. They've also, like, given them loans of money to build things, and they build them, and then they can't afford to pay it, so they give them a port. What pisses me off is the Darwin port, which is the most northern port in out of Australia, is owned by the Chinese.
Wow.
So, and basically, you know... What do you think about, like Anna was saying earlier, about, you know, the separation of the children and the parents here in the United States and all that? What do the Australians think about that? And also, just to let everybody know there that, you know, like Russell was explaining the laws earlier, you know, the media has faked so much of this in the last 24 hours. Actually caught ABC News in a huge bogus lie earlier this morning and stuff, but they're not telling the whole story of what's really going on and everything.
No.
I just want to know in your opinion.
No, they're just putting shit on Trumpy. Blaming it all
mm-hmm.
on Trump, but it's been around for freaking years, isn't it, in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm. And basically, right, and what does the Australians, what does your friends and all that say about all this? What do they say, think about it?
Oh, pretty disgusting that it's brought to a head now when Trump's in power. Where were
mm-hmm.
they screaming when Obama and Clinton went along with it? Only because
mm-hmm.
Trump's in now, the Liberals they'll use anything to try and get him out. Shame him.
Wow. So you guys basically think it's bullshit like we do, you know? But you know, it is, and it's just propaganda, and it's a distraction because there's some other things behind the scene that's going on, and I caught some today. You know, I mentioned earlier during the broadcast is that the FBI had escorted. What's his, I forgot his name, I can't think of his
Strzok.
Name, it's the one that we were, yeah, he got escorted out of the FBI building today.
Who did?
Yes, he did.
He
still has his job and he's still getting paid, but.
You know, but
he
they
escorted out of the building.
What the hell?
What's his,
who got escorted out?
And was it Peter Strzok?
It was the one that was going to testify against Clinton and all them, and the one that was caught lying and stuff
with
the email taxes. Him.
He's
not
there.
Yeah. So and everything. So he's out pretty much out. The FBI is actually cleaning house, you know, and everything. But there's a lot of things going on. And this is all distraction from that, you know. From
right
what I've seen,
hole.
I watched.
Right in the swamp.
Mhm.
That's right.
Pretty much.
Right in the swamp.
Did y'all catch the part that Trey Gowdy hammered him on, and the truth that came out about that? The IG report actually
mm-hmm.
states that there was no active investigation against Hillary Clinton or her aides in 2015 or 2016. So that means that whole Clinton investigation was a hoax from start to finish.
Mm-hmm. And now they're going to start the investigation. You know,
yeah.
From what I'm my understanding.
Right, but
so
on the back side of that, we have Jeff Sessions there. I'm sorry, I don't trust Jeff Sessions any further than I could throw him. If
mm-hmm.
I had a choice, I'd rather have dinner with a dog than Jeff Sessions.
Right, right. And,
don't
you know,
don't give up on him yet. He may still be, we may be wrong. Maybe. Yeah, we have to hope to God that we're wrong on this one, okay? For our country, we need to be wrong about this. We need him to be our hero right now. So pray that Jeff Sessions isn't a sellout. need him to not be.
I sincerely hope he's not, but the evidence sure points in the opposite direction. And I tell you what, this has gone beyond the limits of what any people should tolerate. And I tell you right now, our forefathers would be shooting by now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amen to that. Amen to that. But always remember, a good poker player never tips his hand, and he's always quiet during the game.
Well, I understand.
Trump
that
said
too,
that we would never see his hand. He said we will never see his hand. He said Obama was an idiot because he always showed his hand. And so what I'm thinking is that Jeff Sessions is just not showing his hand. So let's just pray that that's the case.
I sincerely hope y'all are right. I would probably buy into that, except for the fact the way he came out and defended Rosenstein, and then stated that if Rosenstein was fired, that he resigned. So something stinks.
Well, I see it like this. I see it as Jeff Sessions being a front man, and the real AG is looking into all of this. Then all of a sudden, when it all comes to a head, Jeff Sessions is going to resign, and somebody is going to be put in a position of AG that is going to totally blow their mind, and then this is going to blow, it's going to blow up in all of their faces. I mean, like the Bible says, never let the right hand know what the left hand is doing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's why it brings it in with all this immigration. If you guys notice the timing of all this with the immigration, with the whole thing, the timing, it's like everybody was talking today too, on the media and stuff. The timing of this, the timing of that, you know, all the propaganda coming together, you know, it's and everything. It's just a big distraction. And it's just like,
oh, exactly.
You know, yeah, I feel sorry for the kids, but here's the thing. It's not what they say it is. It's not a big deal like the media is making it out to be. Like I said earlier, I caught ABC in a huge, huge lie. They were using, instead of using video and audio, they used an audio of a little child screaming for her daddy, another child screaming for her mom. No video, no. I'm like, where's the evidence? I want to see it.
Yeah, exactly. And here's something else on that. Those kids are well taken care of. They cost the taxpayers $35,000 a year. They have rooms, they have food, TV, recess, time outside, video games, pool tables. Those kids are well taken care of. I mean, this stuff about concentration camps and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you really want to hear who got slammed, was I think it was May. I'd have to look back. In late May of this year, the ACLU, right, big Democrat stronghold, announced that it had obtained thousands of government documents that showed evidence of the perversive abuse and neglect of unaccompanied illegal minors detained by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol during the Obama presidency from 2009 to 2014. Mitra, I don't know if I'm going to say this last name correctly, Abdollahi, she's an ACLU staff attorney, stated, I mean, and this is a quote, "These documents provide a glimpse into the federal immigration enforcement system marked by brutality and lawlessness. And this is from 2009 to 2014, under the Obama administration."
Mm-hmm.
It's the same in Australia in the offshore detention centers. They got the best of everything. They've got new accommodation and everything. The gates are open. And the funny thing is, every afternoon at 5 o'clock, they all get behind the fence for the pro-refugee supporters for them to take their photos, but they're allowed to walk around the island. And they're fed. And they provided smokes. Yet the refugee advocates, you know, fucking dickheads, pushing, you know, to make it look like they're still in behind the fences, and they're not. They're allowed to go free.
Mm-hmm. A lot of it, I believe, too, is psychological warfare.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that's what I feel like it is, too.
Earlier, I had said that they were pawns. They're just pawns. And if you think about the game of chess, you just put one little pawn there with it. It's a distraction, propaganda, distraction. That's what the kids are.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the Palestinians. You ever heard of Hollywood? No? They create scenes that end up movies and actors for the media. And they call it Hollywood in the Palestinians. You know?
Pretty much. You know, a lot of this is the reason why they want to keep our border open, because from that side there, you know, a lot of the terrorists can sneak in here, the drugs cartels, the, you know, it's easy access into the United States. That's why they want it open.
Well, Joseph, if you want to see the root cause of all of this, all you have to do is go to any Walmart and look who's standing in line at the money center to send money grams to Mexico.
Oh, yeah, I know. I see it all the time.
We're not talking about thousands of dollars. We're not talking about tens of thousands of dollars. We're talking every week a couple of million dollars getting sent from the United States back to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
mm-hmm.
The last numbers that I've seen say it's $52 billion a year that gets stolen from the American economy and sent to Mexico. $52
mm-hmm.
billion, amen. That's what it'd be.
Fed income. Fed.
Fair dingham.
So
I learned that word on my Australian vocabulary test because I'm going to Australia to keep every vocabulary Johnson in Australia. I'm going to be so pissed off. Oh my God. As far as I want to speak Australia.
Not long now, mate.
I know that one. Sorry.
Actually, mates of mine are protesting in Sydney. We've got a Tommy Robinson thing going on with one of our media women down here who spoke out about Muslim immigration. Sonia Krieger, she's been taken to the Human Rights Commission by a butthurt raghead.
Right.
So there's protests
right.
going on for her.
I had to cut this short, but we need to go on a break real quick, and it's about that time and stuff, so hold that thought, Beverly. And to our listeners out there, if you'd like to call in, our number is 917-889-3890. And we'd like to hear what other people from around the world think about the United States right now and what they, you know, we really want to hear from you and your thoughts and your opinions with the immigration situation going on over here and stuff. And what the media from there is saying and stuff. And again, call 917-889-3890 is our call-in number. And we'll be back here in about 15 minutes and everything. So you all grab your coffee, go grab a cig or whatever, or we'll be right back.
The water from my hands, and tears as it comes down. Just took my son to Jupiter, man. You can't run the world again. Baby, just spit me out. Down, put me down. Down, keep it down. Turn your head now, baby, just spit me out. Baby, just spit me out. Down, down, down. Turn your head now, baby, just spit me out. Down, down, down. Turn your head now, baby, just.
to Resistance Radio. My name is Joseph Bernard with Parakeet Ann, Virgil Spurious, Russell Hose.
And tonight's topic is what we're talking about, the Eagles and what's really going on and the separation of the children and stuff. And for some of those who don't understand, you know, it's complicated and everything, but the law's the law, and it's like everybody's getting upset, pointing fingers at the president, pointing fingers at this, and pointing fingers at that. And, you know, the discouragement of the fact is this is just a propaganda thing, and you're getting everybody upset, worked over, and stuff. And what makes me angry about the whole thing is, where the hell did they come up with all the money at to support all this? Because we can't afford to feed our own homeless or our own veterans and families that need housing and stuff. But they come over here and they immediately get housing. They get this, they get that. You know, most people, you know, the waiting list is a year to 2 years, you know, and everything. This is what I want to know is where the hell is all this money is coming from and stuff like that too, you know, and everything. But if you'd like to call in, our number is 917-889-3890. And, Harrington, how are you doing?
Well, if I had my voice, I would be a lot better. I'm really upset that my voice is cracking up, and I guess I need to call a doctor and find out what the hell's going on. I'm eating some chicken soup. I made some chicken soup. So doing the best I can. I'm enjoying y'all. You guys are doing a good job, and I'm just sitting here enjoying it. I just can't talk much. So.
Well, just hope you get better soon and everything. And, we know you're having a rough time with it and stuff. And I know Virgil's back there, and I know he's got a lot he wants to say and everything. And I appreciate Beverly a lot. She's giving us some feedback, you know, and what they all think about all this and everything.
Yeah, you better get ready before you get to Australia, mate. Get that voice sorted out.
So, Virgil, what do you think? Where do you think all the funding is coming from? I mean, I know a lot of it has to come from Soros and some of the other Democratic parties and stuff like that. But it's like, isn't it ironic how all of a sudden poof, they can afford all this?
Well, if they're sending $52 billion to Mexico, they're allowing them to do this. My outlook is that the money is making a circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's making a circle. It's going through a cookie jar, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
collection process from the illegals sending money back to Mexico. Mexico's drug cartels are probably kicking in a little bit. The Clinton Foundation. These Democrats with these kickbacks. I mean, you know, like the old saying goes, you got to spend money to make money.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's what it's coming down to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, as far as all of this housing and all of that, that's a bill of goods that they're selling to a bunch of these illegals coming over here. Because hey, look at California. Look at the great state of California under those wonderful, wonderful liberal democratic leadership. Look at the state of California. The whole
tent
state
city.
Is a tent city.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's a very valid point. I mean, you know, like we were saying earlier, this whole thing is manufactured. This has been going on for years. And look, what it boils down to is they had to have a crisis. They had to change the subject, okay? The economy is rip-roaring. They've got to change the subject from the IG report. That's a devastating report of the culture, the FBI. We haven't even gotten into the DOJ yet. They have to change the subject. And move on off the problems that are just absolutely become an albatross around the Democrats' necks, electorally speaking, culturally, and even politically.
Okay.
you know, to manufacture this crisis, they have to do something that makes Trump look bad, something that'll pull at people's heartstrings and go, oh my God, it's all the poor little children and stuff. So what they're doing, they're attempting to make Trump, the Republicans, look heartless, that we want to bust up families. It's all about keeping America white. But let me tell you who's really been busting up families. The Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats have literally been subsidizing single motherhood in the black community for decades.
Yes,
outraged
indeed,
about all those children that are being ripped from their mother's heart. You know, it's a genocidal, I mean, I could just go on and on about it, you know, but the Democratic has prospered for decades by assuming the role of the father and provider in minority communities, right? But now under Trump, that's changing. These people are leaving the plantation. They've got jobs. They're getting self-respect back. They're becoming a part of the American culture, and they're looking back at the Democrats going, what the hell? So, you know, that's all this is just a manufactured crisis to distract from what is going on within the DNC, Democrat Party, FBI, DOJ. These are all, I mean, you know, the deep state in general. These are bureaucrats that were placed there decades ago by the Clintons and, and the ice is melting from under their feet.
And, you know, basically, too, is that what a lot of these people don't understand is, you know, especially the liberals. You know, I got into an argument with my cousin on Facebook today, and he, you know, and I've tried to tell him is that a person who comes here in this country illegally is a criminal. By law,
yeah,
they are a criminal.
Exactly.
A person who comes here getting their green cards, getting their papers done, getting the real right stuff done, they are getting American citizenship the right way. They're doing it the correct way. When
the
immigrants here,
Americans.
Exactly, and what they're wanting, they wanted a free ride, they wanted all this handed down right now, right then, and it don't happen that way. It's like the guy that called in last night that said, you know, the process takes a long time. I know this for a fact because I did it with my ex-wife before she became an American citizen. It took us 2 years just to even get it started.
Exactly.
But we did it.
Exactly. Right.
And
those people are coming here because they want to be Americans. They want to assimilate.
Exactly.
They want to be part of the American culture. And I've got a friend in Alaska who became an American citizen last year. And that was absolutely the proudest day of her life. She's now an American citizen and that kind of stuff. And she could care less about the country where she comes from. I'm not saying she's ashamed of it or anything like that.
Right.
But she's American now. You're not going to see her waving a Canadian flag, you know, doing things contrary to the good of the American people. That's just not the, you know. And
That's not exactly. What happened to the good days when, you know, hot dogs, apple pie, the American dream? What happened to all that? You remember that used to be the biggest thing? You don't hear that no more, you know, and everything,
tough.
You know,
well, go ahead, Joseph.
And it's like, you know, it's like these people that are down there coming in here illegally, they have no idea about the Constitution. They have no idea about American law. Like the guy that called in last night, before they even come here, let them go down there to Panama, start a, you know, the thing that we talked about, and teach them all that before they come here to assimilate into the United States. To give them that knowledge. The Democrats don't want to do that. They want them brainwashed. They want them to not know all this. But what I want to stress out there is this. Illegals do not have any constitutional rights.
No, they don't. They don't have any. Actually, they have no rights. They are, and by the law, and people lose their minds over this, but they are, once they cross that border illegally, they are criminal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
to go a little further with the point you were talking about bringing these, you know, illegals in and stuff like that, and that's just the change in American culture, and usurp the people, our culture, and everything. But you got to remember now, that's a two-pronged attack from the Democrats and stuff like that, because
mm-hmm.
they're bringing in all these aliens. And on the other side of that, it's the education system. I've
mm-hmm.
seen two or three shows where these guys go out there and do these on the man on the street things and stuff like that. These kids
mm-hmm.
have no idea who we fought for our independence. They have no idea who their senator is, who the vice president
mm-hmm.
is.
Who our veterans are,
what they fought for.
What
the 4th of July is, you know,
mm-hmm.
they have no idea. They've been robbed of our culture. So we've actually got
yeah.
a two-pronged attack against us.
Exactly. And one of the things I want to point out, too, is this. The Democrats and the liberals who are inviting all these illegals over here, they're just as guilty for human trafficking as the person that's sending them here is. They're exploiting. They're exploiting the children. They're just as guilty and should be ashamed of it because they're supporting human trafficking.
Exactly. Exactly. And the sad part of it is, well, just look at what happened in D.C. last week. This thing blew up, and mainstream media, which is a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, they've got all these people riled up. Oh, these poor children, we got to
mm-hmm.
do something to help them. This is inhumane. And you got the mainstream media saying Nazi concentration camp and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
these spineless, testicle-less mutants in Washington, D.C. that call themselves Republican, they're sitting there going, oh, my God, the polls, what are they doing, da-da-da, like that. And I guarantee you,
exactly.
if President Trump doesn't stand his ground, we're going to see an amnesty of two million-plus people. Mark
yep,
my word.
Exactly. Exactly. And I've been saying this, too, for a long time, and it's also is this, too, you know, I'm going to put this out there and stress it, is that, you know, all this is to create a comedy collapse. To stress out the
right.
food stamps, to stretch out the emergency cash, the all this to collapse it. That's what it's
uh-huh.
for. That's what it's designed for. That's socialism. That's what they want.
Yes, sir. Uh huh. And they oh, you're 100% right. As a matter of fact, all you got to do is, what was it? I can't remember what they call it.
I got the name of it.
Part of Associates, Cliven Pickens
mm-hmm.
or something like that,
mm-hmm.
which is a plan, and that's how you bring down countries and insert socialism after the anarchy that follows.
Yep.
You've seen it happen in Venezuela right now.
And look, right, exactly. And look at the poor look at the Ukrainian, look at Germany with all these refugees flooding in. You know, it's not just here in the United States, it's everywhere flooding in.
Uh-huh. Yes,
this
sir.
Is,
exactly.
You know what this? You know what this reminds me of? Normandy. The invasion of Normandy. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
Coming in
yeah.
from all directions.
Uh-huh.
You know? I mean, don't it seem like it to you? Don't it seem like it looks like a replay of Normandy all over coming in, invading all these countries?
Well, you know, look at it. Look at the stories that the mainstream media are covering. You've just about got a full-blown civil war going on in Sweden and Germany. the people finally standing up and going to say, this is our country. No, there is no no-go zone. No, you're, you know, rape gangs and all that kind of stuff. I mean, those people are fighting for their very existence, for their culture, for their history. And because of the leadership allowing to happen there, what we're in the process of seeing here, they pretty much lost that. Germany, France, Sweden. You know,
and how do they do it? And how? And this is how it's done. What are they doing? They're electing these Muslim immigrants. He's never been a politician. I've been studying this very closely. And most of them are all females, if you notice, running for some kind of political office. And then once they get them in, they elect these other Muslims in the office with them and stuff. And that's how it all starts.
Yeah.
Well, and then they want to bring them. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at England and stuff like that. Google it, pull it up. Every major city in England right now has a Muslim mayor, okay? And, I mean, there's no freedom of speech. What's the guy's name? Robinson? The guy who came out and exposed the Muslim rape gang.
Tony Robinson.
They literally gave him a death sentence. They, I mean, 30 minutes, I mean, just right after he was picked up, he was sentenced and shuffled off to one of the ugliest in England. And, high Muslim population, they basically gave him a death warrant for speaking out against what was happening in his country.
Exactly.
And then the judge gave a gag order on the on what had gone on and stuff like that. And here's a guy that was standing up for his country and his culture and his government. And I don't know, you know, we're racing towards that same situation. His government basically gave him a death sentence for telling the truth.
And don't be fooled, because a lot of these so-called Mexican immigrants here, they're not all Mexican. Most of them are all Muslims and Somalians coming in all the way in from back up further down from Panama. They're all coming in over here. This has been pre-planned.
Sir.
We said this before. This was pre-planned several years ago. They've just been waiting for the call. Well, now they got the call.
Yep.
And this is what we're seeing too.
And that's the one thing that's got this whole thing tumbling down. Was Obama set all this up? There was a 16-year plan. Obama was the first 8 years of it, right? Racial division, hate to police, you know, the whole anti any kind of law enforcement, any kind of law, division, ethnic, class division, the whole nine yards. Then Clinton was supposed to come in for her 8 years, and she was going to finish it off, repeal the Second Amendment, and you know she would have, you know. And Trump's thrown a whole monkey wrench into this whole thing. And I'm telling you right now, if Trump wasn't elected, if he wasn't the man he is to stand up to these people, we would never know of any of this corruption.
Well, we knew some of it, but we didn't know how far deep it went. You know, now we're learning all this, and lots of people are starting to wake up and everything, too, to the fact. But still, there's some there that's a hopeless cause that will never wake up to it. But here's the thing is that, you know, all this is Bible prophecy. We're seeing all this coming true. It's all Bible prophecy. Look it up. You know, and even God talks, he said, you know, weep for the children. He even said it. Now I know what he meant. It wasn't just the little children. It's for us, for all of us. Weep for us, because, you know, Satan's in here already. All of his demon soldiers are starting to line up. This is what this is all about.
And, you know, the whole world turning against Israel. I mean, up until Trump got elected, that was the case. I mean, besides us, there's no one standing with Israel. Wars and rumors of wars and natural disasters, the whole volcano thing. I mean, all this is part of the book of Revelation. To prophecy.
Oh, yeah, another volcano erupted 2 days ago. I mean,
we're told we don't, no one knows the day or time, and we don't know because this kind of stuff has happened intermittently through history. But the way everything is lining up at this point, one can't really help but, you know, go, whoa.
Cause right, exactly.
I mean, it's lining up.
It's very much lining up. I did a special on this, I think, about 3.5 years ago on another talk show. We did a month-long special about the Bible prophecies and stuff, and all this is actually happening. The way we talked about it and lined it up is happening, you know, and everything.
Well,
so,
let me ask you a question, Joseph. Where does the U.S. fit into that whole thing? Because I've heard, I'm not a biblical scholar or anything, but I've heard several different versions that, you know, America is not really even in the picture because we'll be going through a tumultuous time, maybe a civil war or something.
America is, because if you look at the translations from each, you know, not just with the King James, but look into the other religions and stuff, it talks about the United States. It talks about the North, the South, the East, and the West getting into it. You know,
so how do we line up in that prophecy?
The way we're lining up with it now is that, you know, in the Bible describes us as the eagle. And I think the eagle stands for the United States. We got the dragon, which is what? China. We got the bear, which is Russia. We got, and all this is lining up right now. These are major ones that are going to play out in World War III, but the one we really need to keep an eye on is China, because they're the ones that's going to start all this, okay? And it's going to start in a major way, but you got to keep an eye on Russia, too, because they're going to try to sneak into Mecca, try to get into Israel, and attack Israel without them, try to do a sneak attack on them. And everything, and I mean, look at it, and you know, I studied this for almost 30 years, and everything, and I could tell you, I mean, I studied all kinds of different religions, and everything, and this is what it talks about, and we're seeing it being played out.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like when they put the new embassy up in Israel, that's Bible prophecy. When they took down the temple, the new temple is going to be built in Israel.
As soon as that is
complete, that's when it's all going to go down.
Is that the when you say temple? What I mean, is that a temple of God, or is that the new Tower of Babylon? What are we talking here?
We're talking about the new temple of God, because the Muslims took over the one, originally that was originally built and everything, which is Bible prophecy. They took over. And then they're worshiping there, and I forgot the name of the city. And it's not too far from Israel, and it's in Pakistan somewhere. And once that comes down, the new one is being built now. I mean, they're starting construction and stuff. But once that is totally complete, you're going to see the next phase of the Bible prophecy come in, because that's when all the wars is going to come into it. You know, you're going to see a lot of these little countries coming at each other and stuff. And we're starting to see that now, you know, and everything. We're starting to see a little built up here and there. And you know, with North Korea as well. North Korea is going to be on – North Korea will be on our side, guarantee it.
Okay. All right. So if my memory –
does that make sense?
Right, but if my memory serves me right, don't they call for some what do they call him? He's the guy from the East that's the devil's pawn that's supposed to come across as a great leader and solve all the world's problems and stuff like that. Is there anybody like that on the horizon?
Actually, yes, and he is actually, he's here now. He's actually gaining popularity, and he's also gaining through the Middle East and everything. And I'm thinking it's the Prime Minister of Canada.
Oh, really?
I
thought he was supposed to come from the East, though.
He's supposed to come from the East and everything, but he's supposed to be filthy rich and stuff, you know, and coming in from the way we interpret it and seeing it, he's supposed to be gaining the popularity with the Muslims, and so which he is doing. I mean, look, he's already invited ISIS in already into that country. He's invited all these terrorists to come in, give them housing and stuff like that. Think about it.
Yeah, that's an interesting. That's definitely an interesting thought. Virgil, you're pretty quiet. Mm-hmm. What do you think about it?
Oh, I got him on mute. Go ahead, Virgil. What do you?
You got me on mute, huh?
What do you think, Virgil?
Well, I think it's just all coming to a head to World War III, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all just a bunch of mass confusion, distrust, and animosity among the populace. You know, I mean, it's all around a bad situation. But getting back to this FBI thing. Okay, this little thought just popped into my mind here. I wonder if when that guy, I can't think of his name, got escorted out of the FBI headquarters in Washington because he offered to testify, spill the beans on Hillary and everything. I wonder when his wife found out about that, if she called in and found out if his life insurance was up to date.
You might want to check on that, huh?
Because I mean, it's just one thing after another. I mean, mm-hmm. It's all of these hoax investigations. These mass shootings that turned out to be a hoax. You know, I mean, this is not coincidence. This mm-hmm. this does not happen by coincidence. I mean, if
That's
this
all
was pre-planned. A crap game, if this was mm-hmm. Las Vegas, and this was a casino, I guarantee you, with all of this going on, I guarantee you, somebody would be looking for somebody with some loaded dice.
Yep.
This is too much happening in sequence at the same time in a certain order. I mean,
all right. Well, Virgil, let me ask you this. You heard me and Russell talking about the biblical facts about all this. What do you think about what we talked about?
Well, the last person that needs to, you know, offer biblical or spiritual advice is me. Okay. You know, but from what I have read throughout the book of Revelations, and I know some people are going to say, oh my God, he's following this coup. The writings of Nostradamus,
mm-hmm.
okay, which pretty much coincide with one another on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And from the writings of Revelations and the writings of Nostradamus, I'm going to say within the next 5 years we're going to be at World War III. We're going to be at each other's throats.
Yep. But if you also look too, if you want to look into it more deeper, go into the book of Daniel. read the entire book of Daniel and read the entire book of Isaiah, where it matches up with all this. We talked about, I did a special on this a couple of years ago, and Daniel speaks about it very clearly.
Yeah. Hey, it's me, Hurricane. So we have about 2 minutes left in the show. Joseph, you might want to let them, if anybody has anything to say. We're off the air at 9:30 tonight.
Go ahead, Ann.
You there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So if there's anything y'all want to say before we go off, go ahead and say it.
Sure. So, Ann, what is your discretion on this? I know you're frustrated with the whole thing like we are.
I think Ann is in a lot of pain.
Yep.
I said that the show is over at 9:30, so that's like in 1 minute. So if anybody has anything to say, you might want to say it now is what I've been saying.
Okay, Colin. Okay. Well, all I got to say is this, as far as biblical prophecy, I think it's all come down to, okay, praise the Lord, but get ready to pass the ammunition. Because shit is fixing to come down.
Yep. Very much.
Yeah.
And,
we're witnessing just like the Roman Empire or anything. Our republic is rotting from the inside out. And at this point, everyone's so divided, there is no middle ground left. So, I mean, and I agree with Virgil, we're rapidly approaching that crossroads. And it's anybody's guess as to which way it's going to go at this point.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
I'm going to tell you how much I believe that this is coming down, okay? What is the primary source of interaction today in America? It's the cell phone. Everybody's addicted to this communication. If that goes down, all hell is going to break loose. That is why today I received as a package two Vietnam-era PRC 77 radios, and I'm going to order more of them, because when the that's the first thing that's going to go down is communications. What are you going to have to rely on? Hey, you can't rely on a new satellite, all this new technology, so I'm going back to the old school for when it hits the fan. I'm going to set up communications.
I hate to say this, but that time has come. It's the time to end the show and everything. And we've got just a few minutes left. And, we covered some good areas tonight. And we'll cover this again on Thursday night and everything. And our same time and same schedule and stuff. So you guys have a good day's rest. And we'll do some more researching and come back on some more topics and everything. And I hope our listeners enjoyed what we were discussing and stuff and everything. I know Ann, she needs to get off because she's got to help Alex. So,
but
anyway, we are going to sign off here in just a bit and everything, and I just want to say this, you know, we all need to keep continuing to educate each other, help each other out, educate others, you know, instead of getting mad or angry, help them out, educate them like we're doing on these shows. And that's what the show's
all
based
right,
on.
Joe,
yes.
I just want to give a shout out right at the end of the show. I want to thank the Louisiana State Police Human Trafficking Detective Division for the state of Louisiana for bringing those two scumbags to justice. I wanted to do it last night, but I forgot. Forgive me. But God bless the Louisiana State Police. They got two of these creeps off of the market. market. They got them out of business, and they saved a lot of people.
Well, the big hats off to them and our support with them as well. And also, you know, law enforcement is not an easy job, and neither is immigration and law enforcement. So they need all of our support and help that we can give them, you know. So we support our law enforcement here on the show. And,
right.
Of course, our military as well. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and sign off tonight. And to all of our listeners, we wish you a good night. And I will see
that's
you guys
right.
Thursday night. From at 9:11 Mountain Central Pacific Time, I'm actually starting to get the hang of this now. And everything, and Beverly, we love you. And we hope you call back and everything. So we're going to go ahead and sign off. I'm out.
And
good night,
remember,
everybody.
Resistance Radio, the best tasting radio show on the market.
Because we resisted and made the liberals scream at the sky.
Carry on, America, and keep your head on a swivel.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Tango Victor Mike, America.
People born to those who pledge their lives.